The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now is the founder and head of SGH Macro Advisors, Sasan Garamani. Good afternoon, Sas.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
So you've been, I know, reading the news stories, but also sniffing around your sources in Washington, D.C. Tell us more about what the president is apparently going to propose and how this plan has come together.
Well, I think that the general assumption in Washington for a long time has been that tax reform is dead. And that we've had Senator Baucus on the Senate side from Montana and David Kemp on the House side working for a long time on tax reform, trying to sort of lower tax rates and take away some deductions and have this sort of broad tax overhaul. And there have been a lot of sticking points. The first sticking point is sort of what deductions do you look at? The second sticking point is what do you do with the money after you raise revenue from taxes? And the Republicans have said we're willing to raise revenue. They don't call it raising revenue, but they say we're willing to do that as long as it goes towards offsetting tax rates, and Democrats want to apply that to spending. What President Obama appears to be doing here, and we still have to see all the details, there have been some leaks, is to sort of, you know, they're calling it a grand bargain, but to sort of to revive a smaller version of that and say, look, let's put this back on the table. Let's look at raising some tax revenue here. He hasn't talked specifically about some of the options, although he has, you know, mentioned looking at the foreign repatriation tax and things like that. And so, and his proposal is to, you know, to use it on infrastructure spending. You've had a quick response from the Republicans. The Republicans, both Mitch McConnell in the Senate and Boehner in the House, have quickly dismissed this, basically because, you know, Obama has raised the tax reform, and the use of the proceeds of the tax is still for infrastructure spending, and so you're still kind of you still have the dividing lines between the two sides, but the fact that he's bringing it up again and he's putting it on the table, we think is actually pretty important, because we think he's trying to achieve a more modest compromise on this going forward.
Isn't it kind of a good compromise, because at least it satisfies the Republicans' call for, you know, a repatriation holiday or whatever, and it saves the president's face in front of Democrats, because at least it's being used for something that Democrats could be proud of.
And here's the issue with this whole the whole saga of tax reform that we've had, is that both sides have actually wanted this for some time. If you recall, when Tim Geithner was at Treasury, he was talking about tax reform, and this was one of the things that, you know, Obama was trying to push in the earlier administration, and it keeps getting, you know, bogged down over politics. So to your point, there is a common meeting ground where basically the moderates and even some of the not so moderates on both sides can meet. It's really the politics of the wings that has gotten in the way in the past, both when we get into some of the extremes on entitlements, obviously with the Democrats, and with some of the hardline that some of the Republicans take on the use of tax revenues, and basically saying that it all has to go towards lowering rates. The reality of the matter is that the Speaker of the House and Boehner and some of the more moderates that are left in the House would be willing to, you know, strike an appropriate deal if they could find one. And the only way to do that seems to be to really try to take a bite at this on a more limited basis, because the more complicated it gets and the bigger it gets and the more they start talking about a grand plan, the more you just start fighting, you know, vested interests on all sides. And we've had this collapse a couple of times on us already.
Sasa, another story in Washington right now, of course, is Janet Yellen, backed by Democrats, the vice chair of the Fed to be the next Fed chair, Larry Summers, you know, former sort of economy right-hand guy to the president, another group backing him. What are you hearing about what's really going on behind the scenes?
Well, I don't know what's really, really going on behind the scenes. We always just try to put the pieces together here and then try to have an educated guess. And, you know, I think we've been expecting this to be, you know, a sort of two-person race between Janet Yellen and Larry Summers, who has, you know, very aggressively sought out the position. We suspect that a lot of the surge in sort of this Larry Summers talk has been campaigning rather than actually a real reflection of which way the momentum has or has not swung. To us, the chances are basically, we think that if the economy is doing okay, the president will stick with Janet Yellen as a sign of continuity.
All right. Sasan Garamani from SGH Macro Advisors joining the Hayes Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. Thanks, Sas.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.